Next item on the agenda is the repeat offenders. Who's handling that, Rob? Stephanie. Ms. Iverson, good to see you again.
Commissioner Bowman, it's nice to see you as well.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Iverson, you weren't sworn earlier today, were you?
And this,
you were, okay. Is there an officer here going to give testimony? Was he here to be sworn as well? Everybody been sworn? You handle this, Mr. Springfield?
Yes, sir.
Yes, it is. Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony. Anybody else will testify on public offenders. You solemnly swear the testimony you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Help you, God. Thank you, gentlemen. Proceed, Stephanie. Thank you.
So these are March offenders. First offender is Mr. Michael J. Croswell, a commercial fisherman registration licensee. He was convicted on February the 5th, 2018, for one count of possessing uncooked oysters under 4 Vac 22-60-50 and Section 28.2201 of the Code of Virginia, and on February the 8th, 2017, for one count of possessing uncooked oysters under 4 Vac 22-60-40 and Section 28.2-201 of the Code of Virginia. These are his convictions. These are his current licenses.
Officer?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
On the first charge from Mr. Croswell, it was a January 19, 2017. I was conducting oyster inspections for the York River Harvest Area at York River Yacht Haven. A vessel that had oysters on board approached the dock with Mr. Croswell on board. I asked to inspect the oysters and began culling them. Mr. Croswell observed me culling and inspecting his oysters, and they were over the 4-quart tolerance of shells and undersized oysters. I had him plant them back on the public harvest area. And the second charge that Mr. Croswell received was on November the 2nd, 2017, in Rappahannock Area 1. I boarded a oyster harvest vessel, Kimberly C, that was occupied by Mr. Croswell. I selected one bushel at random and began inspecting the oysters. The captain of the vessel reached into the tub and threw overboard a mud box or a clunker out of the oysters that that I was inspecting. The total undersized and shell oysters that I got from that vessel was approximately 8 quarts. Here's a picture of the second offense and first offense. And Mr. Croswell was summoned each time for undersized oysters.
Okay. When you said the captain of the vessel threw it over, is the captain of the vessel Mr. Croswell?
No, sir.
Okay. Any questions by members of the commission for Officer Brown? Okay. As I see, the matrix suggests 6-month revocation of all shellfish licenses. Is that correct, Ms. Iverson? Is that the? Yeah, I just want to make sure that we're straight. Yep. Okay. Any questions for the officer? Yes, sir.
So this was a worker on. This was not the captain. This was a helper.
Somebody that was actively culling the oysters, working the, what I call the board. When the oysters come across, to the boat, they go on the cold board, and he was actively working on the cold board.
And cooperative and,
yep.
And
very cooperative.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay, is Mr. Croswell here? Yes, sir. Any further questions there, officer?
Yes, I have a question.
I'm sorry, Mr. France.
Was the captain of the boat also charged?
Yes, sir. And convicted as well.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Croswell, come forward. What is your name, sir?
Mike Croswell.
And your name?
Tom Croswell.
Okay. Both of you raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. Okay, we've got his case coming up. But yes. So we're hearing right now the case of Mr. Michael Croswell at this point. Okay. Have anything you wish to say to the commission?
I would like to
speak for him?
Yes.
Okay, let's do this. Both of you raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. What do you have to offer, sir?
I was on the boat with Keith Jett on the first ticket myself, and we were both working for him. He's somebody that we know. Michael has his own boat. It's down here. We have three licenses. Myself, my oldest son, and Robert Paul Lisbon, and we were working together, and I've been keeping an eye on him. And, you know, he hadn't been doing it down here. He's got his own boat right up here to Deep Creek. And I have worked for Keith Jett in the past. He's a fine young man, and he generally does not put small oysters in the thing. And they called out oysters 3 days in a row, and I don't think that's really standard procedure. I think it probably is standard procedure if, you know, you're trying to keep an eye on somebody, but I was on the boat on the first ticket. The second ticket, I was not, and I do not know what happened on the second ticket. He's a young man. He's, you know, make a living, and I and his father, we work together. I'm trying to keep an eye on him.
Okay. Any questions of the witness at this time? Ms. Iverson?
So, according to the recommendation from the commission's table, his resources, it was a resource violation, and 6 months revocation is what the table recommends. The commission's guidelines for sanctions specified that 2 convictions of possessing uncooled oysters within a 2-year period should result in a 6-month revocation of all shellfish licenses in accordance with section 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia. The matrix guidelines suggest to the commission to revoke Mr. Croswell's commission-issued shellfish licenses for a period of 6 months from the date of this commission meeting, March 27, 2018, through September 26, 2018. The Code of Virginia also allows that the commission prohibit the issuance, reissuance, and renewal of any of Mr. Croswell's commission-issued shellfish licenses during this revocation period.
Okay, I have a question. Has he ever been had his license revoked before?
And I'll go back and let you see his history. He has no previous conviction.
I'll entertain questions from the commission first, and I'll make a comment. Mr. Minor, did you have anything? Mr. Ballard, do you have a question?
No, I don't have a question. I'm going to make a motion. You know.
I have a question.
Mr. France.
Yeah, I'd like to ask Mr. Croswell, what are you doing on the water now? Are you planning on working through the summer? And
My plans for the summer is to start grabbing with my father. Right now, we're going to start doing sea oysters from Danville.
Further questions or comments? Mr. Ballard.
I guess I'd just like to hear of, you have one conviction for undersized oysters in January, and then it happened again in November. What are you doing wrong, and how can we fix this so that we don't see you again?
I guess I'm just trying to go through it too fast, and I'm just letting too much slide from just an eye view. Because what I do mostly is just try to clear the board off, get the big oyster, big clean ones off the table into the basket, whatever needs to be banged on or hammered on, I throw it off to the side and let my other guy chip on that motorcycle. I guess it's just the stuff I'm just letting roll in the basket that doesn't need to be chipped on. Stuff like that, I need to start measuring more. But I've been doing it a long time. I've been crabbing with my father since I was even born. I was pregnant. My mom was pregnant with me and I was out on the boat. So, I guess I just need to slow down a little bit and take my time a little more. Did I answer your question?
No, sir. I think he answered it okay. That matters before the commission.
Just for clarification, according to what you put up, he did not have any shellfish licenses. Is this correct? All he has is a commercial card. So the guidelines are talking about revocation of shellfish licenses, which he has not had.
Or the potential to.
Right.
I would say no. Mr. France?
Yeah, I was just ready to kind of make a motion.
Yes, sir. Okay.
I would like to recommend a year's probation. And basically because if we do 6 months now, it only really is a few weeks into the oyster season left, in which that's where the offense occurred. If we give a year, then we can get the probation on through next oyster season.
That's sufficient to you, Mr. Minor?
I second that.
Motion made and seconded. Motion made by Mr. France, seconded by Mr. Minor for 1 year's probation. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that seasonal is number one. Number two, the fact that you are cooperative with the officer. I can tell you, just start right off the bat, if you're not cooperative with the officer and come in here, I'm going to be jumping up and down and raising it for any type of, unless there's extenuating circumstances. So, I would be very careful at this juncture, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, if you're cooperative with them, with each one of them throughout like a lifetime, like if I were to do it for a long time, later on down the road, it'd be more beneficial for them. Because they would know, well, he's not a troublemaker, he's not going to give us any trouble and all that kind of stuff.
You ought to do a public service announcement for us, what you ought to do. That's very good. Matters before the commission. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carries. Thank you. Next.
The next case is Mr. Julius Ashburn. Mr. Julius Ashburn, a commercial fisherman registration licensee, was convicted on January 16, 2018 for one count of harvesting oysters by hand scrape in a Hantong area. For VAC 272070A and one count of taking of oysters from public rock out of season under section 5.06 of the Code of Virginia and one count of theft of oysters section 28.2527 of the Code of Virginia.
Move forward. Off Springfield, how are you, sir?
Very good.
On the morning, November 30th, 2017, at 7:45 in the morning, myself and Officer Elliott were observing oyster boats in the James River off the shore in the city of Newport News from an observation point that we have there where we can watch the hand scrape, hand tong line. While we were watching this area, we observed a vessel that was very distinctive. It was a silver aluminum vessel that was crossing from the hand scrape line into the hand tong line and harvesting oysters actively. We watched it for about 20 minutes. We left another officer there to continue watching the vessel and went down and got into our patrol vessel. Went up there. When we got there, they were right on the line. Found Mr. Ashburn to be one of the people working on the vessel at the time. They had 7 bushels of oysters. When we questioned about his location, he said that he had been following the app on his phone, but when I looked at the phone, it was not tracking where they had been. Within an hour time, they went across the line on numerous occasions harvesting oysters. We went with them and planted the oysters in the sanctuary. Mr. Ashburn was very cooperative, and they were charged with larceny, taking oysters out of season and not having the proper permits, and they were convicted in Newport News Court on 1/16/2018.
Any questions for Officer Springfield by members of the commission? Thank you, sir. Mr. Ashburn, present. Come forward, sir. Right here. Raise your right hand. Solemn swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God. Anything you'd like to tell the commission as to why it happened?
No, I was just waiting on the boat, you know. Two of them. We didn't have them. As far as I didn't know where they were. Come on, Mark, we got the horse there, I guess. I didn't know what was going on. We just got the ticket. So.
You and the captain did not discuss where you were going to be or what you were going to do. You just were working on the boat. Well, there's an old analogy. If you get in a car and somebody ends up robbing the bank, guess what? You're in a car?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Okay. Any questions, members of the commission, for Mr. Ashburn? Thank you, sir. Ms. Iverson?
Yes, sir. So these are the licenses of Mr. Ashburn and his previous convictions. This is the matrix table and what he's suggestion for, what he would be recommendation for. The commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of taking oysters from public rock out of season within a two-year period should result in a three-year probation in accordance with Section 28.2-32 of the Code of Virginia. These guidelines suggest to the commission to place Mr. Ashburn on probation for a period of 3 years from the date of this commission meeting, March 27, 2018, through March 26, 2021. Any failure on Mr. Ashburn's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the three-year probation would result in Mr. Ashburn appearing before the commission for hearing on license revocation.
Thank you. Further questions from Ms. Iverson? Thank you, Stephanie. The matter is before the commission. Mr. Ballard.
I move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Ballard to approve staff recommendations. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Mr. Neal. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Colonel Rhodes?
All right. Our next case is for Mr. David W. Smith. Mr. David W. Smith, a commercial fisherman registration licensee, was convicted on February 15, 2018 for one count of having oysters by hand scraped in a hand tong area in violation of 4 Act 27-20-70A, one count of taking oysters out of season from public rocks, 7 bushels, from Section 28.2506 of the Code of Virginia, and a count of theft of oyster clam shells, Section 28.2527 of the Code of Virginia. These are Mr. Smith's convictions. And these are Mrs. Smith's current licenses and the previous convictions.
Thank you. Officer Springfield, you've been previously sworn.
Yes, sir. This was the same case as the previous defendant. This was the captain on the boat. All the same circumstances applied during this one also. The current value of oysters that day were $40 a bushel, and they had 7 bushels.
Any questions, Officer Springfield? Thank you. Ms. Iverson? Real fact, I know he was very, he was cooperative as well. Very cooperative. Okay, thank you.
Same guidelines, the same set of circumstances. The commission guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of taking oysters out of season from public rock within a two-year period should result in a three-year probation. In accordance with Section 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the matrix guidelines suggest to the commission to place Mr. Smith on probation for a period of 3 years from the date of this commission meeting, March 27, 2018, through March 26, 2021. Any failure on Mr. Smith's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during his three-year probation would result in Mr. Smith appearing before the commission for a hearing on the license revocation.
Okay. Mr. Smith? I think I'd like to hear that in before I bring Mr. Smith. Can you come forward? Can you raise your right hand?
Yes.
Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
You've heard the testimony. Would you like to speak, please?
I
said you've heard the testimony. Would you like to add anything to it?
I was just using my app, sir. I was not very familiar with the app at the time. I just looked at it that day, and evidently I wasn't reading it correctly. And we're cooperating with the officers, and the officers were very nice with us and whatnot, sir.
Have you learned that app now a little bit
yes,
better, and
yes,
you know that app?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes,
that's
sir.
Good. That's yes, good. Sir. Good deal. Any questions of Mr. Smith by members of the commission? There being none, the matters before the commission.
Move to accept staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Francer, second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Thank you for your cooperation with the officers.
Thank you, sir. Next case is Mr. Walter L. Smith.
Okay.
Mr. Walter L. Smith, a commercial fisherman registration licensee, was convicted on February 15, 2018 of one count of harvesting oysters by hand scrape in a hand-tong area under Section 4 VAC 27-2070A and one count of taking oysters out of season from public rock, 7 bushes under Section 28.2-506 of the Code of Virginia, and one count of theft of oysters, Section 28.2-527 of the Code of Virginia. These are his convictions, and those are his current licenses and previous convictions.
Thank you, Ms. Iverson. Officer Springfield.
Yes, sir. This was the third person in the crew who was operating the scrape and culling some. Again, he was very cooperative in the same circumstances applying this case.
Questions, Officer Springfield? Thank you, sir. Mr. Walter Smith? Stephanie, can you give the recommendation, please, before I ask Mr. Smith?
Same set of circumstances. Same guidelines. The commission guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of taking oysters out of season from public rock within a two-year period should result in a three-year probation. In accordance with Section 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the matrix guidelines suggest to the commission to place Mr. Smith on probation for a period of 3 years from the date of this commission meeting, March 27, 2018 through March 26, 2021. Any failure on Mr. Smith's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during a three-year probation would result in Mr. Smith appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Smith, you have anything you'd like to add or say? Thank you. Matters before the commission for discussion and action.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Ballard to approve staff recommendations. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. For Dr. Neal, further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Thank you, Mr. Smith. We see Officer Springfield.